Hi, this is Jeff Sachs, and what I'm doing here is recording a kind of mini shiur to help us get from point A to point B in the Gemara as we aspire to make our way to the conclusion of Masechet Ta'anit. We are on Daf Kaf Tet Omud Beis 29b in Masechet Ta'anit, and I think I mentioned when we last met for a real synchronous shiur that if we were to have asked people tabula rasa without any knowledge of what the Masechet contains, a Masechet that deals with the fasts, well, obviously we would have turned our attention to, well, probably the uninitiated might have said something about Yom Kippur. You think about fasts, the first thing that comes to mind is Yom Kippur. If we were playing Family Feud, and the 100 people surveyed, top five answers on the board, things having to do with fasts. Ding, 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 Yom Kippur, number one, except for the fact, of course, that Yom Kippur has its own dedicated Masechta. So we might have thought, number two, Tisha B'Av. And of course, Tisha B'Av doesn't really get too much attention here in Masechet Ta'anit until now towards the very end. And here, the Mishnah states the idea, Shabbat Shechol Tisha B'Av Liyot B'Tocha Asurin L'Saper L'Chabes. The Mishnah had said that on the week of Tisha B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out, Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week, it's prohibited to get a haircut and to do laundry. That's what the Mishnah says. Omar of Nachman lo shanu ela lechabes v'lilbosh. So Rav Nachman says that that is talking about only doing laundry and to wear clean clothing. Aval l'chabes v'la'aniach mutar. But maybe it's permitted to do laundry on the what we call the Shavua Shechal Bo. You can do laundry that week and l'aniach, you can set it aside to wear after Tisha B'Av. Our practice, of course, we're influenced in our understanding of the Gemara by our halacha l'maaseh. Not only is it not permitted to wear freshly laundered clothing, it's not permitted to do laundry at all, even if you're not going to be wearing it before Tisha B'Av. Rav Sheshet Omer, afilu lechabes ulehaniach asur. And Rav Sheshet puts forth the position that's more familiar to us from the halacha l'maaseh, that not only can't you wear freshly laundered clothing, you can't even do laundry for after Tisha B'Av. Omer Rav Sheshet, teda de vatlei katzrei devei rav. Rav Sheshet says that how do we know this is the fact? Because look at the washerwomen of Beit Rav. They didn't do anything that whole week. They were off. They didn't have work to do because there was no laundry being done in his house, and that becomes a kind of sign. The this idea that you can look at the actions, behaviors of even the servants, even the washerwomen in the house of the Chachamim, they know the halacha, and based upon their obviously they were instructed by the Rav not to do laundry, and from this we can derive a halachic position. Meitiv Rav Hamnuna b'chamishi mutarim mipnei kvoda Shabbat. Rav Hamnuna says against Rav Nachman that on Thursdays the Mishnah says on Thursdays you can do these things, I guess, laundering and haircutting, for Kavod Shabbos, in order to enter Shabbos in a proper manner with clean clothing and not looking disheveled. You can do these things. So the Gemara explains, Lamai, ilema lechabes v'lilbosh. If we're talking about to launder and to wear, my Kavod Shabbat ika. How is that Kavod Shabbos on Yom Chamishi? In other words, wearing fresh clothing on Yom Chamishi isn't Kavod Shabbos. So from this, what do you want to learn? Ella lehaniach, that you can launder clothing on Thursday and set it aside until Shabbat. That's the chiddush. Uvachamishi hu deshare aval haShabbat kula asur. In other words, it must be that you can wash your clothing and put it aside until you wear it on Shabbat. And washing the clothing on Thursday is permitted, but for the rest of the Shavuot Shechal Bo, it would be usur. That's talking about when you only have one chaluk, one garment to wear. De Omar Rav Asi Omar Rebbe Yochanan, Misha ain lo ela chaluk echad, mutar lechabso b'chol shel moed. So in a different context on Chol HaMoed, when we don't allow people to do laundry, you are allowed to launder on Chol HaMoed. The reasons for not laundering during the Tisha B'Av period versus Chol HaMoed are for different reasons. But nevertheless, on Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to do laundry if you only have one garment, and if that garment is in need of laundering, you're allowed to wash it. So Itmar Nami, Omar Rabbi Binyamin, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Shanu Ela L'chabes V'Lilbosh, Avala Haniach Mutar. So from this, the Gemara wants to derive, in the name of Rabbi Binyamin, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, that it is permitted to launder during the Shavua Shechal Bo before Tisha B'Av, if you're setting it aside. The prohibition is only to wear freshly laundered clothing. Then the Gemara attacks that premise and says, Meitveh. There's a brisa which says, "Aser l'chabes lifnei Tisha B'Av, afilu l'haniach l'achar Tisha B'Av." There's an explicit statement that says you are not allowed to do laundry, even if you're not going to be wearing the clean clothing until after Tisha B'Av. V'gihutz shelanu k'kibus shelahem. But then the brisa clarifies that the word gihutz in modern Hebrew means ironing, but it seems that the Gemara has kind of two ways to distinguish between two kinds of cleaning. Gihutz is kind of like, I guess maybe it would be kind of like what we call dry cleaning or professional cleaning, a thorough kind of cleaning. Our kind of thorough cleaning is akin to the kind of regular cleaning that they used to do in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they're making a distinction between the manner in which clothing was cleaned in Bavel versus the way it was cleaned in Eretz Yisrael. But in other words, the kind of like a regular wash, or what we might call just like rinsing out clothing. You know, like sometimes if you have, I don't know, sometimes if you're traveling and you run out of socks or underwear or maybe even a shirt, you might just like wash it in the hotel room sink with a bit of soap and, you know, squeeze it out and hang it up to dry. Maybe that's what it's talking about, as opposed to our more proper washing, or maybe in their days, you know, with a washboard or something like that down by the river, beating out the laundry. So the point of the brisa is that in Bavel, the more simple type of washing isn't really washing, that it shouldn't be forbidden at all. It should be forbidden to do it, and it shouldn't be forbidden to wear clothing that had undergone that process. But then it says, v'chli pishtan, linen clothing, ain bohem mishum giyutz. There's no prohibition of the more thorough kind of washing when it comes to linen clothing. Yesh bohem, v'chli pishtan, ain bohem mishum giyutz, ain bohem, ain bohem klipishtan mishum giyutz, tiufta. And this would refute Rav Nachman's position, that this would refute Rav Nachman's position that it's permitted to launder before Tisha B'Av if you don't wear it. So it seems from here that you're not allowed to do it, even if you're not going to be wearing the clothing until after. And the Gemara goes on, Shlach Rav Yitzchak Bar Giure Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Af al pi she'amru kli pishtan ein bohem mishum gihutz. Even though it was said that linen garments, the prohibition of fancier cleaning, fancier laundering, doesn't apply to them. Aval asur lilovshan b'shabat shechol tisha b'av liot betocha. Nevertheless, you can't wear them during the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Omar Rav, lo shanu el lefanav. So all of these things that are also to do on Shavua Shechal Bo, Rav said that those prohibitions only apply in advance of Tisha B'Av. In other words, let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday. So when we say Shavua Shechal Bo, the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, so we know from our own practice, it means up to Tisha B'Av. But following Tisha B'Av, those prohibitions do not apply. In other words, Rav's position aligns with Halacha Lamaaseh as we know it. But Shmuel Amar, Afilu Le'achurav Nami Asur. Shmuel seems to say that if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday, that whole week up to the following Shabbat have the prohibitions of the Shavua Shechal Bo. This is not in accord with Halacha Lamaaseh. Meitveh. So the Gemara attacks this idea. Shabbat Shechol Tisha B'Av Li'ot B'tocha Asur L'Saper U'L'Chabes. On the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out, you can't do. Here Shabbat means the Shavua, the week, not Shabbat, the holy seventh day of rest. Shabbat Shechol Tisha B'Av Li'ot B'tocha Asur L'Saper U'L'Chabes. You can't take haircuts, you can't do laundry. Uvachamishi mutarin mipnei kvod haShabbat. But on Thursday, you're allowed to do those preparations in honor of the Shabbat. So what's the case? Kate said, Chaliot be'echad beShabbat, mutar lachabes kol haShabbat kula. So if Tisha B'Av comes out on Yom Rishon, on Sunday, Be'echad b'Shabbat, so then you're allowed to do laundry the entire week before. Right? In other words, because that would be a Shavua Shechal Bo, a week in which Tisha B'Av falls, which is very abbreviated. B'sheni, b'shlishi, b'revi, u'v'chamishi. But if Tisha B'Av comes out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, lefanav asur, the days preceding Tisha B'Av, it's forbidden to do these things. La'achurav mutar. But after Tisha B'Av itself, you're allowed to do these things. Of course, we have an idea that on the 10th of Av, as we're about to see, on the 10th of Av, some of the prohibitions continue. But the idea that the prohibitions apply only to Tisha B'Av in principle is correct. Chaliot be'erev Shabbat. So what if Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, which can't occur according to our calendar, but in when the calendar was flexible because of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, the sanctification of the moon by witnesses, so Tisha B'Av on a Friday, mutar lechabes b'chamishi. So then you'd be allowed to do laundry on Thursday in advance of Tisha B'Av, meaning you'd be allowed to do laundry on Erev Tisha B'Av on Thursday because you would need fresh clothing for the Shabbat following. Mipnei kvod haShabbat. Ve'im lo chibes b'chamishi b'Shabbat, mutar lechabes be'erev Shabbat min ha'mincha v'lamala. You would even be able to do laundry on Friday afternoon, which is itself Tisha B'Av. La'itala Abaye. But Abaye looked with a jaundiced eye. He cursed those who did this. Ve'itema Rav Acha bar Yaakov, aha. Right? But some say, Itema, some say that it was Rav Acha bar Yaakov who made this curse on the people who did it. But either way, it's not a good thing. In this circumstance, which doesn't apply to us because our calendar can't fall out this way, but in that circumstance, you have to plan ahead. You have to be in advance so that you can be prepared for Shabbat. Chacham Einav Birosho.